we should be clear that we're talking about jobs.energy.gov. It's a pretty spiffy website. You've got videos embedded and so forth. Explain to us why the upgrade.
Well, first, this is an overall department initiative. We have great pride in our electronic communication networks here, and we have even more pride in what we've done in revamping our websites to deliver information to the public. It's been a drive of this administration, and it's been highly successful. We are very proud of the work that USA Jobs has done to make it easy for people to apply for government jobs. That site is nothing short of amazing when you look at the number of people that go on there, the jobs, the amount of information. But we're really targeting the context of information. So when you come in looking for information about government programs, you've got one stop. You've got the ability to look at what we're doing at our sites, look at where the jobs are across the country, and then go from the information about the research we're doing to, can I work with you? And follow that in a straight line link that gets you right into USA Jobs. We're making it a one-stop shop.
So we should mention that USA Jobs, of course, is the major federal hiring website run by the Office of Personnel Management and supposed to house all of government's job openings. I could see why having this new site might cause some confusion at first for job applicants, because they've been told they have to go to usajobs.gov first. So in your mind, how are applicants going to be using this site?
The way they use the site that we have is they're in looking at the Energy Department, and they're looking at the work we do. So they're looking for research. As I said, one of the things we're doing here is trying to figure out how to get more information about what we do into the hands of the public. While they're there, they may see a project or a program or even work in an area that they're interested in. They can then go to Energy Jobs and look at that job, and it will take them directly into USA Jobs. So they don't have to go back and forth between systems. What we've done is set up one highway to get them there.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the features on the site. What are some of the things that you thought were important to stick in that people couldn't get, or it was more difficult for them to get elsewhere?
Well, some of the things are the branding aspect of what are our jobs? What do our jobs do here? Where are they? What's done at that site other than the work you may be looking at? So geographic location. Information about the overall program itself. So if you're looking for a career and you're looking for a career path in a certain area of the country, what other work do we do there? How do we do that work? What specific field are we looking for in terms of types of applicants? So you can see the site, you can see what kind of people work in that area, where they work, what the budget outlooks for those programs are. You're right in the world where you can see all the information related to that job.
So let's just talk a little bit about the landscape, because I think people at other federal agencies might be starting to feel a little bit jealous. A lot of agencies are under hiring freezes. Some are even looking at reducing their workforce. What's it like for the Energy Department? I mean, how many people are you looking to hire?
Well, if you look at our budgets, there's no secret that the president did ask Congress for an increase in energy budgets, looking at the energy forefront in domestic programs and in our national security programs, which are very important to the country. And there will be some hiring growth in those areas, specifically in technology areas. So in cybersecurity, we continue to hire, in nuclear engineering, in most of the basic sciences, biology, physical sciences, rad chemistry, those types of areas we have a desperate need for employees in, and we continue to recruit. Obviously, that's a specialized workforce. So when you look at that in context of the people who we're trying to hire, many of them are on our site looking for information about what we're doing in those areas.
So a specialized site for a specialized workforce. We're talking with Mike Kane. He's the Chief Human Capital Officer at the Energy Department. And, sir, you mentioned a bunch of the features that you have up there and live right now. You guys also mentioned in a blog post that there's going to be some further enhancements and more features coming. You want to give us a little teaser of that?
Sure, I will. I talked about it a little bit earlier. Put the job in context. So what's available in that area? Future activities are. What other kind of educational opportunities opportunities are available within the area where those jobs are. What partnering programs do we have? Are there overseas and international opportunities with that, which we do have here in the department? So we're going to try to expand it along. What's the career path you can follow with us?
So going back to this being a gateway for USAjobs.gov, were you finding, was there anything that you were finding was a challenge when you had applicants going straight there and missing this sort of introduction to what the Department of Energy does and what its needs are? I mean, were you not getting applicants who really had a solid understanding of that? Was it sort of missing the target of what you were looking for? How is that working?
I'll tell you right now, I don't think we were missing any targets. What we were looking at is the fact that let's make it easy. Let's make it as simple as it can be for me to get you to work for the U.S. Department of Energy. How easy can I make it for you to apply? That's what we were doing. So instead of having you go between two websites, look at a program on the website, try to find out what the context and information is, and then go apply, or do the reverse, scan USA Jobs and come back and try to look at energy programs. We wanted to make it so that you could go back and forth easily. You could operate in the same environment.
Sounds like go ahead, sir.
Ease of application.
That sounds like something that other agencies might also be looking at. Now, the hiring reform initiative that President Obama launched a couple of years ago was meant to make this whole hiring process easier for applicants. Does this new website fit into your strategy at all in terms of that hiring reform?
Absolutely. Absolutely. USA Jobs makes it much easier to apply for a federal job than it did when I was coming into the government 35 years ago. Much less paper. You can track your applications. You can customize them. You can look at a variety of jobs easily just sitting at your desk. That is nothing short of a miracle to me from 35 years in the hiring processes of the government. So the administration's done a great job with USA Jobs. As I said, the next piece of that is, in the selfish area of trying to attack the best talent, how do I make it as easy as I can for them to find out about me and apply to me? That's what I'm out to do.
Mike Kane is the Energy Department's Chief Human Capital Officer, and we've been talking about the new site, jobs.energy.gov. Sir, thanks for filling us in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.